For the sample PLF dessert and carry, today's date is 08/21/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Benjamin Roy. Roy spells R-O-Y. Benjamin spells B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N. Date of birth is 07/23/1971. 54-year-old gentleman here for surgical clearance period. Next paragraph, patient indicated that he injured his right rotator cuff some time ago and is scheduled to have it surgically repaired here for clearance period prior to procedure period. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, next line, morbid obesity, next line, diabetes, next line, hypercholesterolemia, next line, seizures, next line, arthritis, next paragraph. Family history, diabetes, comma, hypertension, comma, seizure disorder, comma. Please remove seizure disorder from patient's history. Seizure disorder belongs to family history. Next paragraph, surgical history. A cyst removed, a surgery from his back, correction, he had a cyst removed, next line, back surgery, next paragraph, medication, atorvastatin, amlodipine, cyclobenzaprine, hydrochlorothiazide, ibuprofen, lisinopril, metformin, naproxen, methylprednisolone. Next paragraph, allergies. Patient reports no known allergies, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Pre-next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented. Morbidly obese gentleman, otosat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 128 over 90, pulse 138. Respiration 18, temperature 97.5. Pre-next paragraph, HE and T normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs. Pre-next paragraph, right shoulder, decreased abduction and external rotation. There's tenderness and palpation in the region of the AC joint and the lateral surface of his shoulder, no deformity, no scapular winging. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Patient is tachycardic. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no visible peristalsis, no rigidity, no guarding. Period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. He bears weight well with no ontology gait. Period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is a right rotator cuff tear. Assessment number 2, surgical clearance. Next paragraph, the following studies were done in the clinic, EKG. A semicolon, EKG reveals right ventricular hypertrophy. Next line, junctional tachycardia. Next line, lateral infarct, demonstrated by Q waves and ST segment abnormality in leads 1, AVL, V5, V6. Next line, there's also marked ST depression, which may be equivocal to subendocardial injury. This EKG is abnormal. Considering patient's risk stratification, he has a history of diabetes, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, morbid obesity, a stress test is recommended prior to clearing this patient for surgery. Next paragraph, labs are drawn. Labs drawn including PT, PTT, INR, CBC, CMP. Next paragraph. These findings were communicated to the patient, and he was advised that he would be clear after or on completion of the cardiac stress test. Says he understand. End of dictation.